The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Vital Lessons with your host, Amy Dufresne. It's time to clear away the clutter holding you back in life and inject more joy to keep going. Remember your big dreams? Remember when life was magical and the world was full of fun and freedom? Well, it's time to take back the life you love and deserve. We'll show you how to keep going and create the life you crave. Here's your host, Amy Dufresne.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to Vital Lessons. I am your host, Amy Dufresne. And last week on the show, we were speaking to Catherine Tidd, who is a fellow widow and founder of thewidowhood.com. And we were talking about finding joy in a life unexpected. And it was a great show. If you missed it, you can download the replay of that show on the Vital Lessons show page. And we were also chatting about our dating dramas that we experienced after being widowed. So it's kind of worth just listening to those. They were kind of funny. When the show ended, though, I checked my email, and I'm really sorry. I was really caught up talking to Catherine and did not realize I had some questions coming through on the email. So my apologies for that. I'll be more vigilant looking at the emails coming through. But let me address those now. They were actually addressed towards me, so that works out well. I can answer them. They were all towards the... Well, they were kind of they were worded differently, but it was all kind of around how did you find love again? And as you may know, and as the people who asked the question know, I got remarried last year and to a wonderful man named Farouk. And Farouk, I know you're listening. I love you. And that's a really good question. How do you find love again? And I was thinking, how can I answer that kind of succinctly and tell you guys that it's not something outside yourself, it's something within. And I was kind of thinking, you know, I need to think of the perfect answer, or I need to find the perfect answer. And luckily, as luck would have it, I was looking on our guest today on her Facebook page, and I saw the perfect answer. So it is, want to know how to form a healthy relationship, be responsible for your own happiness first. And I'll repeat that. Want to know how to form a healthy relationship? Be responsible for your own happiness first. And really, that is how you find real love in your life. Not a love, not this, I need someone to complete me, and you're looking outside yourself. But, you know, I attracted two major loves in my life, and I'm so grateful. And I know some people, that doesn't sit well with everyone, or they feel jealous, or they feel... that maybe it's not going to happen for them. And I would tell you, you're enough just as you are, and it's not until you believe that fully and truly that you can let someone else into your life and have that healthy relationship. So I think that statement, be responsible for your own happiness first. And I came to that conclusion before I met either of my husbands. My first one, Ben, I had kind of sworn off relationships and then came to the conclusion, you know, I could be alone, I could be with someone, but either way, I'm enough as I am. And I know you are enough as you are, and we all need to be reminded of that sometimes, that we are enough just as we are. And yeah, we're enough. And I think that's probably enough to say on that. And thank you to Heather Strang, who is our guest today, who actually wrote that on her Facebook page, and it came to me at the perfect time. And Heather is, I'm so delighted to have her on the show today. She is the author of The Quest, A Tale of Desire and Magic, currently being optioned as a feature-length film, and also Following Bliss, An Anatomy of the Heart, Love Poems. She's a certified body talk practitioner, a Reiki healer, and became interested in holistic healthcare after utilizing energy medicine to heal herself, first by a John of God in Brazil, and then using body talk. And currently, Heather blends the power of body talk, intuitive wisdom, and John of God healing energy to share with individuals one-on-one and by facilitating a host of courses, retreats, and healing circles. So welcome to the show, Heather.
Thank you so much, Amy, for having me. I love just everything you shared in that introduction. What a great story.
Yeah, it really, you know, and I've seen that with other people as well. Every time someone's been like, you know what, I don't really need to do this anymore. I'm just happy being myself. I'm happy being in my life. And whether they're alone, whether they're wanting to be in a relationship, whether they're wanting to get out of a relationship, remembering that you're enough just as you are, and then everything kind of magically falls into place.
It's so true. And it seems ironic, right, that the key to having love in your life is really loving yourself first. But when you do that and recognize your wholeness, just like you shared, the universe can deliver what's meant to be yours to begin with. So I just love hearing that. And I love hearing the love for your man. That was beautiful. I was just like having chills over here and had a huge smile on my face.
Aw. I love that you run a 100% spirit-led business and spirit-led life. And I think that's why I was so happy to have you on the show. I came across your book, Following Bliss, and I read it on my, and I don't have a Kindle, but I downloaded Kindle, the Kindle app on my phone, and I was reading your book on my phone. I'm one of those people who really likes the real book and to open it up, but I couldn't, you know, it wasn't even an issue with this. I sat there flipping through it, and I read your book in 2 days. It's a love story, just to tell listeners who are maybe not familiar with it. It's a love story, and the characters are in tune. They're in tune with spirit. They're aware of the law of attraction, and they're familiar with holistic health practices. So as many of us might, you know, be thinking, you know, the love story like a Bridget Jones or, you know, something where the woman doesn't think she's good enough until she has a man or isn't really taking good care of herself. And your characters know what's what, and I love it.
I know, it's so fun. It's really, really fun to live in this manner and then also be able to share it with others and have people really get it and resonate with it. It's how, you know, I just love living, and it's something I'm continually refining in my process. And it's just so great to connect with folks like yourself, Amy, who are on this path with me, and we're all doing this together. It's really, really magical.
It is. Now, tell us how the Quest series came to be.
Oh, wow. Okay, so that's a story. I have been a writer for a really long time. When I was 12, I told my mom, I'm going to be a writer. You can imagine. This is probably not what a mother wants their daughter to do. She was like, yeah, okay, but in the meantime, you're going to get a practical job, right? So I spent 10 years working in marketing and PR, but my heart and my soul was always that of a writer. And through a series of synchronistic events, I met a man who was also a writer and really encouraged me to step into it. And it's like I just needed one person to say it, you know, like, you can do this. So I began writing, and I was a freelance writer. I ran my own freelance writing business, which, you know, people tell you is impossible to do. And I did it and soared, and it was amazing. I had a great, great time. But I started feeling the desire that I wanted to do more, and I didn't quite know what that meant. And I think it was during a meditation that I had, I received information that I was going to write fiction. And I was really turned off by this because I considered myself a serious writer. I'd been a journalist. You know, I was writing for the Nielsen Company. I was doing, like, oh, what I thought was serious work. And so I had a hard time accepting this. And then about a month later, I went to the Cathedral Basilica in St. Louis, which is, if you have not been there, I highly recommend it. There's so much beautiful energy in that cathedral. And I received yet more information that I was going to write a romance novel. And I was like, absolutely not. You've got the wrong girl. This is not going to be me. I write nonfiction. I don't know who you think you're talking to. And I just kept getting these messages, and I was really resistant to them because that didn't feel serious enough for me. It was really hilarious. And then I went and saw Abraham Hicks for the first time. I think it was June of 2011. I saw them in person after listening to them for quite some time. And as I was driving back from listening to Abraham speak, the entire storyline for the quest downloaded into my consciousness. So I like am racing back home. I tear into my place and I just start writing down the outline as quickly as I can to get it all. And I sat there and I was like, okay, yeah, I'm going to be writing a romance novel. All right, let's do this. So I started writing and I resisted, you know, it took me about a year to write it because I was such a brat and I was resisting so much. But within a month of it coming out, it was optioned as a film. And so we currently have an option for The Quest as a feature-length film by director Lee Sharfstein.
So oh, wow. Exciting. Within a month of it coming out.
We don't have an ETA on that. They're moving forward in the pre-production process, and as the author, I don't get a ton of information, but I know it's still they're still moving forward with it.
Okay, but it was within a month. Like your book was released, and within the first month of its release, this happened.
Yes.
That is amazing.
And then I was like, oh, that's why he wanted me to write this book. That's why my guides have been like, get that book finished. I mean, I can't even tell you how many times that came into my meditation. And so it was really a great, it was such an important lesson for me because we really don't know. Like, I knew I wanted to be a writer. I knew that mm-hmm. for a long time, but I was trying to control what that looked like, and that did not work. And once I finally surrendered to the messages that were coming through, then things just flowed so much more easily for me. And even though this is not something I ever would have specifically chosen for myself, it is the most fun, and I'm just so grateful that I finally, like, listened to the message.
So that is incredible. So you wrote the first book like that. So is the second book, are they just coming to you in the same kind of, in the same, they come to you within meditation, like an outline, or how does that work?
Yeah, great question. Following Bliss came to me in a different way. And then my third novel that I'm working on right now, Always You, came to me sort of similarly as The Quest. Following Bliss, I started getting pieces, and then I would go on walks, and, like, the first chapter just started writing itself. And I like, the old school, like, phone with the keyboard. I would literally, like, stop on the side of the road and be, like, you know, typing in to text message because I didn't even have a smartphone at that time. What was coming through. And that process really with Following Bliss, I would just have to sit in meditation, close my eyes, and just start typing. I did not ever know where the story was taking me.
Wow. It is amazing when you let go and just kind of give over to that higher power. I mean, that is how I wrote my book, and I sat down on that first day and said, okay, you know, my book is about Ben. And I said, okay, Ben, like, what do you want me to write?
Yes.
And that was, and then it just, like, the words started flowing. And I've written before, but I have never written that. I think within 2 days, I had like 8,000 words.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, it's not done yet. And someone's like, you know, a normal person normally gets like 1,500 words. You have 8,000. Like, like, calm down. Just let it go.
And that's really, I feel like that is really the place that we're meant, especially where we're at this time in human consciousness. Like, this is really the paradigm of how we're meant to be living. And I feel like all artists and authors are channeling in one sense or the other. They're really bringing through that connection to source and divine consciousness. And I feel like for me, I had never, you know, framed it that way for myself. So really allowing these novels to flow in that manner has been so magical for me and so important for my life journey, you know, because I was like, my goodness, born and raised control freak, you know, and this is just a never ending journey of letting go and surrendering.
So what changed that made you start living a more spirit-based life?
It's a really great question. It was about 7 years ago. I just realized I was working really hard in my freelance writing business. I was doing well, but not to the extent I knew that I could do. And I've just been so mind focused my whole life, just a very left brain. I'm an Aries, so I lead with my head. I mean, very analytical mind. And I just got exhausted. And I got sick, of course. So for me, my health, my body gives me the messages because I'm a little bit stubborn and don't quite get them until it's dramatic enough to get my attention. And so I had a tumor on my left ovary, and that was sort of my wake-up call. And I had never, you know, I did all the right things. You know, I ate really well. I worked out. You know, I did all the things you're supposed to do. I didn't do drugs or smoke or overdrink or anything. And so I was really upset by this. And it happened, obviously, I guess, sort of obviously during my Saturn return when I was 28.
Okay.
And so when that happened, I knew like, whoa, I'm still not in control. I've got to find another way. This is not working for me. And I had a specific moment where I just said, okay, I want to live a spirit-led life. I can't do this on my own. I'm exhausted. I'm sick. This is not working. And then it's been a process over the past 7 years of stepping into that more and more each time. Like, I'm like, oh, yeah, I got this. I'm totally spirit-led. And then, you know, another layer comes up. I'm like, oh, got to surrender more control, you know, just a continual surrendering for me. And it has been, my life is like nothing I could have imagined once that happened for me. It was one of the greatest gifts.
What was like one of your biggest breakthroughs, like when you started listening to spirit more?
Oh boy.
One of the first things where you're like, oh wait, this is working.
Oh, okay. I think actually it was in the past year was my biggest breakthrough. I think the quest, you know, resisting the quest for so long, and then it came out, and a month later I was contacted by Lee Sharfstein asking me if I'd be interested in optioning my book as a film. I was like, yeah? I think that was sort of a wake-up call, but really when it hit me really hard was in the past year when I was given specific guidance to let go of clients and writing gigs that I had that I really, you know, felt were important to my financial abundance. And my guidance said, you have to let this go and you have to let it go now. And I was resistant, but I, you know, something deeper within me was like, no, you asked for this life, so you've got to follow it. And I'm not kidding you. I let go of those clients. I let go of, I had one more writing contract that was not in alignment with me, but I loved the editors and it was easy. And I let go of that writing contract. I let go of those clients that were lower vibration for me. And my income tripled that next month.
Whoa.
And when that happened, I was like, okay, I got it. I totally get it now.
Message received.
And so now I do whatever my guidance tells me to do.
Gosh,
that is amazing.
That is amazing. So what's one, like what, if someone, you know, so you're speaking to yourself 7 years ago, that control freak.
Yes.
What do you, and she's like, no, I'm not going to give up my clients. I'm not going to give up writing gigs that are easy. And I like the editors. Not happening. Like, what is one thing that you would tell her now to make her get it?
I would say, remember who you are. Because who I was not that control freak. I mean, that was not me, but it was my conditioned self. And I think for me, what I'm really clear on is that my mission and my purpose in this lifetime is to remind myself again and again and again, and therefore remind others around me of who we really are, which is spirit beings in human form. And we did not come here to run ourselves into the ground. We did not come here to work 24/7. We didn't come here to be embroiled in drama. We did not come here to struggle.
I love that. That's beautiful. I think we all get caught up in that at some point. Like you're saying, the layers keep coming off. And you're like, oh, yeah, okay, need to step back. Yeah, we didn't come here to struggle.
No, we did not. Although that was definitely what I was, you know, told from the time I was born and what my parents had been told. And I just facilitated a healing circle last night. And that came in about, like, we can't do things in the old way anymore. It does not work. We are really being asked. We're evolving human consciousness at a rapid rate right now. And it is up to each of us to make choices to step into who we really are. We just can't, we can't force it in the old ways. We can't do things in the old ways anymore. It does not go well for us if we do.
So true. We are going to head to a break, Heather, but when we come back, I want to talk more about your healing journey and also your healing circles.
Awesome. Thank you.
Excellent. All right. We are going to head on to a break. If you want to call in and ask Heather a question, the number is 866-472-5792. As you know, I don't always get those emails, but I'll check during the break, I promise. But feel free to call in. Again, that number is 866-472-5792. We'll be right back with Heather Strang. Stay tuned.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Take charge of your fitness and take charge of your healthy life. Listen for Be Fit for Life with your host, Chad Austin. Think back over the past week, the past month, the past years, Are you like a lot of other people? Too busy with the kids, work, travel, social calendars, business calendars, the day, the night, this and that? Make the decision to be healthier. Just do it. Chad Austin has made a living from motivating people to stop excuses and make fitness a priority in their lives. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Make the most of your beautiful life. Listen to Ageless Living with Dr. Tong Li and co-host Kurt Wilhelm to gain tips on how to live healthier and happier, alleviate suffering, prevent disease, become more beautiful in body, mind, and fashion, and find peace, balance, and success in your life. Are you aware that every 3,500 calories that you eat above what you burn will put a pound of fat on your body? And running 1 mile only burns 200 calories? So portion size does matter, and migraines do have a cure. What is it? You'll have to tune in Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are listening to Vital Lessons with Amy Dufresne. To reach the show today, please call 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You can also send an email to info@amydufresne.com. Now, back to Vital Lessons, feeding your body, mind, and soul.
Welcome back to Vital Lessons. I'm your host, Amy Dufresne, and I am chatting with Heather Strang, author of the Quest series and Body Talk practitioner. Heather, we were talking before we went to break. We wanted to get into your personal healing journey. You said you were open to sharing that, so I'd love to hear.
Yeah, absolutely. So I referenced it a little bit earlier when 7 years ago I had a tumor on my left ovary. And again, I felt like I was doing everything right, so I was really pissed off that this was happening. But I also knew there was something larger at play that I really needed to surrender to. And so through a series of very synchronistic events, I met a woman who, we began talking about Paris because I had a trip to Paris planned, and she told me about the healer John of God in Brazil. And I'd never heard of him before, but the minute she started talking about him, I knew I needed to pay attention. So she gave me a book to read. I think it's the book by Heather Cummings about John of God. And I read it like in one day. I couldn't put it down. I had a dream about him that night, and I knew I had to go. So I had to have emergency surgery to have this tumor released, and I got totally caught up in like the fear of it all, and I was in a lot of pain. So they emergency surgery released the tumor from my body. It's benign. But I began getting more sick after they removed the tumor. And everyone, you know, my doctors are like, well, you shouldn't be and everything should be fine. But it wasn't. And I just kept getting more and more sick. I got very, very skinny and really sick. And so nothing was working. Something about this John of God really called to me. And so I went to Brazil, and in The Quest, the novel The Quest, my experience to some extent is featured in there at John of God. And I received a radical healing. And within 2 weeks there of having a psychic surgery, I gained all of my weight back. My body just completely regulated. All the inflammation went away. I had a scan, an ultrasound when I came back from Brazil, and I didn't even have scar tissue from the original surgery. It was profound.
Whoa.
Yeah. So my whole life changed at that point.
That's amazing. I'm like sitting here in shock. So what happened after that? I'm like,
yeah,
whoa.
It was so incredible, and I didn't really know what had happened. I just knew that something really radical had transpired, and I was being called to do something more with my life. So I, like, within 6 months of returning from Brazil, I packed up everything, or sold everything, I should say. I went to Kauai for 6 months. I wrote my first book, which was a book of poetry called Anatomy of the Heart. Just spent time just being with myself, doing a lot of really intensive self-work. And it was at that time I knew I needed to do more than write. I needed to do some type of healing. I wanted to support others in having radical transformation like what I had just experienced, but I didn't know what it was. And so I was on a journey for about 2-3 years, And I hit a really rough point. I was getting really sick again. I gained a bunch of weight. I was stuck in a relationship that was just awful and didn't serve me. And I ended up, a friend suggested I try Body Talk. And I was like, well, I've tried everything else. I might as well. And I went my first session, like as soon as I laid on the table, I was like, this is it. There was a training, like I think 3 or 4 weeks later, to train to be a practitioner, and I signed up for it. Within 3 Body Talk sessions, my whole life changed. My health completely reset. Was able to leave the relationship I was stuck in, just attracted just this vibrant, amazing life, and everything has just continued. I've been hooked ever since, and everything's just continued to expand from there. So I use Body Talk. I receive Body Talk 1 to 3 times a week, and I work with the principles of law of attraction, and I'm just like continually like, is this really my life? Is this really happening? It's amazing.
So explain to me, what is Body Talk? Because I was unfamiliar with that until I actually came across you and your page.
Yeah, it's this incredible form of energy medicine that works with your higher self. Your body's deeper wisdom runs the show in the sessions. So the role of the practitioner is really to be a facilitator, to communicate. So we learn this communication system with innate wisdom within the body to find out what needs to be released, what needs to be harmonized and balanced, so that the individual can have optimal health. And so we're working always with priorities. There's no diagnosis. Like if you ask the body if it has cancer, this has been really amazing to me. If you ask the body if it has cancer or some illness, Western, you know, illness that we've diagnosed it, the body does not identify with that at all. The body has symptoms that communicate a message. That's the way the body speaks to us, but it doesn't have an illness. It doesn't have a disease. Mm-hmm. So we're working with the body's deeper wisdom, and we're able to facilitate really profound healing through this communication system. It was developed 12 years ago by John Veltheim out of Australia, a chiropractor and acupuncturist, and I think there's about 4,000 practitioners worldwide, and it is the most cutting-edge transformative healing I have ever uncovered, and it's just incredible what's happening for my clients and for my own self with it.
So is that in a similar vein to Reiki and Reiki healing?
You know, people ask that a lot, and that's a great question. It's similar to Reiki in that you're fully clothed. It's light, if any touch. You don't even necessarily need to touch the body. You can work completely off the body. But we are working with the body's innate communication system, and it's letting us know what the priorities are. We end up creating healing formulas that are much like algebraic equations. And so you let the whole time through the session, the client is aware. I let you know what's happening and what's coming up. And then we tap in these healing formulas, tapping over the head and heart, which is based on an ancient Hatha yoga tapping practice.
And so interesting.
We're working with chakras like in Reiki, but we're also working with every aspect of the body, mind, and spirit. So we work with current trauma. We work with all the organs, endocrine, body parts, body chemistry. And it's the most comprehensive system I've ever found. It really merges Western and Eastern principles in one modality.
Yeah, that's really fascinating. So yeah, is that how you use it? How do your healing circles work?
Yeah, so in the healing circles, we're working in the collective consciousness. So we're still working with your deeper wisdom, but in a group setting. And that's what's so astounding and really brings us back to this wholeness and this oneness. We are all so connected. So everything that comes up in a healing circle is for every single person that's there. So it's really incredible. Last night we had over 50 people sharing, and every single thing that came up was for every single person there, and it's amazing to see how connected we are and how we share the same fears and we share the same desires, and we were able to heal together collectively, and it's incredibly powerful.
That sounds nice. So yeah. It's obviously changed your life.
Yes.
But then working with clients, what other changes have you seen? What are some of like the big ones that stand out?
Wow, there's so much. I've worked with clients with cancer. It's been really amazing the gift that cancer is. And each time I've worked with clients with cancer, the body is like, this is a gift of transformation for you. And one client in particular had liver and colon cancer, and did not have a good prognosis, but she completely, through the use of body talk, and she also used Western principles with body talk, and had a full recovery. She's completely in remission, living a very vibrant life. I do a lot of work with families and children, specifically teenage boys. I'm not sure how I developed that name. But we're having a lot of success with depression and drug use, and we do the sessions fully remote. So often the child doesn't know consciously that the session is happening at that time. And we've had, you know, I had a suicidal teen who is now just thriving. It's really incredible what's transpiring for him. On a whole other note, I also work with women is my primary market that I love working with. And we've brought in love and new relationships and really supporting people in living from that soul space. I mean, that's the heart of what I believe body talk is about, is clearing the clutter so that we can really be connected to who we really are and live from that place. And when we do, the body changes, the external changes, our lives open up and expand, because that's the truth. Like, we're whole, we're already enough already. Everything that we desire for a reason. And that reason is because we're meant to have it. And if we can just release the conditioning and the stories that we've been given or absorbed throughout our lifetime or previous lifetimes, then we can step into the flow. And when that happens, I mean, you know this, Amy, magic occurs. We get to live a life of our dreams.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So how do you recommend someone, you know, we're obviously talking about something very high energy, and like high vibration, but what if, you know, we all have those days where we're low vibration and some of us are just living our life in very low vibration, whether it's due to circumstances or the stories that we keep telling ourselves or just not thinking that we're enough. And what would you recommend to someone to shift or to start shifting out of that low vibration into the higher vibration?
It's a great question. Two things come to mind. The first would be to watch my YouTube video of tapping cortices.
Okay.
And that's on my website at heatherstrang.com/body talk. So begin tapping cortices. This is an energy balancing technique that John Beltheim created along with the body talk system that anyone can do at any time. And it balances the left and right hemisphere of your brain. And when you do this, you're balancing the left and right hemisphere of every cell in your body. And I've had clients have dramatic shifts just from tapping cortices. So I would definitely recommend using the cortices tapping tool to begin to realign your energy to who you really are. And we've got to get that brain balanced in order for that to begin.
Is that similar to EFT?
And then the second piece would be to for me, I would turn on HayHouseRadio.com or listen to Abraham Hicks. Find someone who really inspires you and listen to them, take in their information. When you're in that low vibration state, there's not a whole lot you can, like, you can't talk yourself out of it. So I find just doing some energy tapping, start having the sound coming in around you be a higher vibration, and that can really, music is a great way to do this, but high vibrational music that makes you feel better than you were feeling. And you just work your way back up into feeling good, because feeling good is our natural state. Just some of us have a more practiced not feeling good habit than others, and so we just have to change the habit, and that just can take a little bit of time or not. It's different for everyone.
So getting back to the tapping the cortices, is that the same, similar to EFT, or does that differ from EFT?
It's totally different. So EFT, you're tapping on specific meridians, and for some people, that really works for them, and so I definitely encourage people to go with what they feel drawn to, because we really know at the core what's the best for us. And so I could give, you know, techniques and ideas all day long, but ultimately it's got to resonate with us on a deep level. So EFT tapping is amazing as well. So if that's something that people feel drawn to, go for it. Cortices is different, where we're focusing specifically on balancing the left or right hemisphere of the brain as the primary, and then knowing that that begins to shift everything from there.
Great. Thank you for that. Because I've heard tapping and I've done the EFT and so forth. So I've never heard of tapping cortices. So I will definitely be checking out your YouTube video to see what that is all about.
Do, and let me know what you notice with that, Amy, because it can be really amazing.
Yeah, I definitely will. Absolutely. And I think that's great listening to Hay House Radio. I think Hay House Radio saved my life. I started listening to that before my father was diagnosed with colon cancer and also liver cancer. So it's interesting that you brought up the one person who had the same exact thing.
Wow.
Yeah. And before he passed away, I had started listening to Hay House Radio. My reflexologist had asked me to, I had found out about Louise Hay and I thought she was great. And she said, listen to Hay House Radio. And I went on and there's a ton of hosts, as you know, Heather. And I just kind of clicked down and clicked one, and it turned out to be Wayne Dyer, and I had never heard of Wayne Dyer before. Wayne Dyer, who had also been healed by John of God, or had healing by John of God. Not at that time, but that's why I kind of clicked on him, and he had grown up in Detroit, like, same as my dad. It was really interesting.
Wow.
What I learned from listening to those radio shows, and, I'd listen to them, like maybe one a day, or not all the time, but I would put it on periodically, and it really kind of helped me to deal with the diagnosis, and watching my dad's health decline as he chose Western medicine. He went his own journey, so it was coming to terms with that, and it was really helpful, and I found other amazing people through Hay House as well. Denise Lynn, Michael Neal. Mm-hmm. There's just so many. But it's really interesting. If you just go down the list, if you need some inspiration, Hay House Radio, it's all free. Mm-hmm. And you just like go down the list, choose someone that kind of their name pops out at you. And then you might be amazed at what happens.
Yeah, I love that. And I love the synchronicity that we experience when we do that. And also people could listen to, because you have archives of your shows, so I think it's just finding, those individuals that you feel inspired by, or you feel, some kind of pull towards, even if you're not sure why, and just mm-hmm. bringing that energy in. Because we all do have, I really believe we have a path, and so there's that surrendering to the path that needs to happen as well. And so it's this balance, and I talk a lot with folks about this, and I'd be curious your thoughts on this as well, Amy, of just like balancing that surrendering and then taking inspired action when it comes, but not forcing, and knowing that everyone's journey is different, and surrendering
Absolutely.
To that knowledge.
Right. That is a difficult balance to to get into place. And as you said, you've been doing this for like 7 years. It's kind of like, and you keep learning more and learning more. And, I think it's important to realize you are on the journey where you're exactly meant to be.
Yes.
And knowing, like I said at the beginning, like you are enough. And I think once you let go of that, you let go of that restrictions. And the first show we did was with Meadow Lynn, and she was talking about, she had no food restrictions growing up. So they ate really, really healthy. But if she was out with friends, like it was kind of a treat. She got to eat something that, maybe cake or something sugary or something that she wouldn't normally eat. And she said, I never really went for it because I think my mom just didn't put any restrictions on me. And I think that's so true. And I see it with people, with clients that I'm helping clean up their diet, and they want to put all these restrictions. Oh, I only want to eat raw, or I only want to eat vegan, or this and this. And they kind of beat themselves up that they're not coming up to this ideal.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, once you just let that go, things start to just fall into place. And I mean, I have done the absolute same. I've been on every single diet and then beat myself up when I wasn't getting results, beat myself up for eating a cookie or not eating a cookie and all that drama, like you said, that struggle, that drama. And once I just let it go and I'm like, you know what? I eat real food, and sometimes it's better than other times, and I'm going with it, and I'm conscious of my decisions, and I'm conscious of how I feel. And, weight miraculously came off of me, but I feel better, like I'm happier, because I don't have that constant, that little chatterbox inside going, oh, I can't believe you ate that. You ate that? I can't believe it. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Only green juice from here on out.
Like the consciousness of fear and guilt and this punishment and repression, like these are all things I feel like we're all being asked to support the human consciousness in evolving on the whole. So we're doing it for ourselves.
Yeah.
We're also supporting just the human spirit and evolving too, because I can't speak to other cultures, but I know in our Western culture, it's like, that's the cycle, right? The repression, punishing ourselves, like guilt, all of those things, that isn't the truth of who we are. And so that returning to the surrender allows us to anchor into who we really are, which knows that life is so much more fun when we're not engaging in those behaviors and we feel our enoughness.
Yes, and we are going to head to a break, but when we get back, I want to talk more about having fun and that whole balance of action and allowing.
Awesome.
How's that sound? Okay, we will be right back with Heather Strang here on Vital Lessons, Voice America's Health and Wellness Channel. Stay tuned.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
How is your health? Do you want to know more about it? Every day there are new technologies, procedures, and healing techniques coming forward. To understand them, tune in to Speaking of Health with Dr. Michael Cudlis. Our guests come from different backgrounds in the fields of health and healing. We'll discuss new realities and modalities, from chiropractic to metagenics. It's all designed to improve your quality of life. Speaking of Health is heard live every Friday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Cancer is not something to be taken lightly, but instead of being talked at by doctors, medical providers, and others, wouldn't it be nice to hear from a host who has worked at the Cancer Coalface for 38 years as a caregiver, supporter for 14,000 patients, and who has had the experience of having a life-threatening condition herself? You will hear the stories of survivors and other people who work in breakthrough cancer medicine. Navigating the Cancer Maze with host Grace Galler. We'll help you with the facts, planning, and grief experienced with different forms and stages of cancer. Listen every Friday at 12 noon U.S. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Why do people behave the way they do? The study of human behavior is one of the most interesting facets of life. Human behavior gets played out in a limitless number of ways. Now, there's a radio program that explains the why and the how of what we do. Human Behavior, What a Trip, is hosted by Dr. Jonathan Brower and will include interesting guests as well as call interaction from people like you. Let's have fun with this together. Listen every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are listening to Vital Lessons with Amy Dufresne. To reach the show today, please call 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You can also send an email to info@amydufresne.com. Now, back to Vital Lessons, feeding your body, mind, and soul.
Welcome back to Vital Lessons. I am here talking with Heather Strang, a body talk practitioner and author of the Quest series. And before we headed to a break, we were talking about that balance of action and allowing and finding more fun in your life. And Heather, we were talking, we both really enjoy Michael Neal. We were talking about Hay House radio show hosts and authors. And I'm so glad you like Michael Neal too.
I know, we're talking over Michael Neal here on the break. I love that man. And I can't believe you got to go to some of his events in London. I would love to see him in person because I feel like he just speaks truth. I listen to him and I'm just riveted.
He really does. He's got some great books out there. He has a Hay House radio show. And one of the things that really attracted me to listening to him is that he's all about having fun.
Yes.
And he's like, you know, what would be really fun? And maybe if it didn't happen, like, that would be okay, but what would be really fun? Like, and it really kind of pushes you out there to see the fun, because we're so, you know, by society, we're kind of like, okay, we have to do this, and we have to do this, you know, all these struggles, and all these things that we have to do, and we feel obligated to do, and, you know, our view of success. And sometimes it's just like working ourselves off our feet and not really having that enjoyment in life. And he really injects the joy and the fun into life. And when you look at that, you just start having a lot more fun, and you realize it doesn't really have to be that much of a struggle.
Oh, it's so true. And I think that's really the core of leading a spirit-led life and running a spirit-led business. Like, getting up every morning and being like, what would be really fun today?
Yeah.
Seriously, it really is about the joy. Abraham Hicks says this too, and I was like, really? It's about the joy?
You're like, wait, it doesn't have to
be. My mind couldn't, like, quite get around that. But it really is. It really is about the joy. And when you are in that place of fun and joy, you have so much inspiration to do and create and support so much more than you could when we're just, like, you know, doing the grind.
Yeah, it's so, and, you know, I don't know about anyone else's experience, but I'm going to guess I'm not the only one. There's the fun things that you kind of, like, you kind of, like, drowned out the joy with it. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yeah.
So, like this radio show, when we started the radio show, I was like, okay, this is going to be a lot of fun. And then as we neared it, it was like, oh, my God, I need to do this perfectly. People need to listen and this and this, and all this needs to happen. And I got really, you know, stuck underneath that struggle. And, oh, I was looking at the things that I wasn't doing right, or the things that I should have done, but I didn't quite get to. And then I think it was a few weeks ago, I was like, screw it, I'm just going to have fun with this.
Yes.
I get to talk to cool people like you and all the other guests who have been on, and I'm like, I'm just going to enjoy this. And hey, maybe it won't lead to anything, but it's fun now.
And if you feel like, when you were talking about that, Amy, when you were talking about, like, doing it perfectly and having this many people and all these different things, like, those are all, that's all mind. That is all projection of the mind. And then when you started talking about, like, oh, I'm just going to have fun and screw it, let's just have fun with this, like, that's your soul, that's your spirit saying, yes, that's what I came here to do. I just love being able to see that, and you can feel it in your body too.
You can. And, you know, when I will tell a group, and actually when I trained to become a soul coach, I did this as well with the group, and Denise Lynn, who is also another amazing Hay House radio show host and author.
Love her.
And she also says, like, you know, life doesn't have to be a struggle. And she went through a lot. She's like, you don't have to struggle to grow. You don't have to have the pain to grow.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just so true. And she said, you know, she was doing an exercise one day during our soul coaching course saying, you know, once you change your body, you know, you're changing how you're sitting, you're looking up, you're smiling and stuff, you actually start to have that feeling of more joy.
Yeah.
And because if you put, like, the silliest grin on your face, and, like, just, like, the silliest, absolutely craziest grin, and you're all happy, you cannot be depressed. You just can't. You can't do it at both times. So what I tell people is to get up and do the peanut dance. Like, it's like the little Charlie Brown, you know. I'll have to post it on Facebook.
Oh, I love that. Yes, I know exactly what you're talking
about. The peanut dance. So I had everyone get up and do the peanut dance.
Awesome.
And people still talk about it now. And I have done talks where I'm like, you know, you guys are all seeming really serious, but, you know, everyone wants to get up and do the peanut dance, and we'll play the little song, and everyone. And basically, if you don't know what the peanut dance is, it's just dancing really crazy and silly with a really silly, silly smile on your face, and just, like, dancing with complete joy.
Mm.
And you can't feel depressed, and you can't feel worried when you're doing it. So no. every Wednesday before we start the show, me and Farouk, we're standing here doing the peanut dance before I start to, like, have that energy going.
I love it.
So everyone at home, whenever you're depressed, peanut dance.
Oh my gosh, I love that. And dancing, that's another really good reminder. Like, the peanut dance is amazing because it makes you laugh. I love that.
Yes.
And dance, like, just moving your body really gets energy flowing and, like, can help shift you. Too.
Absolutely.
It's incredible. Like, our bodies are designed to thrive and be in joy. I think we've just, you know, through conditioning or whatever's happened in our belief systems, we forget that. And so it's having those reminders, like, do the peanut dance, for God's sake.
You're so do the peanut dance, for God's sake. Get out of your head.
Yes, that's the key right there.
So, Heather, what's one thing that we all need to know that can change our lives? We've been talking about a lot of things.
Oh, that's such a good question. I would say the one thing that will radically transform your life in this very moment if you apply it, and that radically transformed mine was make your connection with your higher power and with spirit your number one priority. If you have a daily spiritual practice, your life will never be the same again. And if you're consistent and you show up for it, everything will change.
And what is your spiritual practice? What's your daily spiritual practice?
Well, I was running a course, Run a Spirit-Led Business and Thrive, and so I've got this fresh because I was working with a lot of folks in really designing our spirit practice every morning and making sure we stay connected. For me personally, it's meditation. I work with angel cards, so I love Doreen Virtue's cards. I'm currently working with her Ascended Masters deck. I do prayers, so I prayer meditation. I work with my cards, connect with spirit that way. There's so many things I do every day. I'm trying to think. I take sea salt baths. I dance. I make sure I move my body every day. But the big ones for me, meditation and prayer, are the two, like, cannot live without. I will literally crave meditation. Like, in some days, I'm in that seat more than I'm doing anything else, because that's where I need to be to stay connected and to support the shifting of my vibration. But at least once a day, every day.
I love that. That's great. Mm-hmm. So I have been so inspired by your books. Tell me what inspires you.
Oh. You know, I keep going back to our teachers, you know, the teachers we were talking about. For me, Abraham Hicks has just been one of my core teachers around the law of attraction, and I work with the law of attraction, you know, every single day. I totally believe in it, and it's incredible what happens when you play and have fun with life. So I think really, like, listening to my teachers, Abraham Hicks, one of the core teachers for me, really inspires me. I mean, people inspire me. Like, I'm so excited to read your book, Amy. I was sharing with Amy on one of the breaks that I just got her book, Keep Going, and I started, just got a little taste of it. And it's just like sharing with others and really hearing our stories and sharing and inspiring each other really inspires me. I mean, we're all here to do something important and amazing. And we all have the opportunity to do it, and to connect on that level and remind each other of that is so inspiring. And then being outside, I mean, I think that's probably another part of my spiritual practice. I need to be outside connecting with nature, connecting with Mother Earth. That makes a huge difference. It really inspires me. And dancing, that's the other piece. I'm always dancing around the house.
I love it. On your bio, it said, like, you'll see her dancing down the aisles of the grocery store. And I thought, well, that's so much fun.
Oh, yeah.
That's
people,
like,
look at me,
that,
like,
takes
I'm
out
crazy,
the obligation of the grocery store.
Everywhere, and I dance everywhere.
I'm like, that's a person I want to run into in the grocery store. You're kind of like, yeah, I need to get this. And then it's like, hey, then you see, like, Heather dancing down the aisle.
I love it. We could do the peanut dance together.
Yes. I would love to run into you in a grocery store aisle and start doing the peanut dance.
Let's manifest that, Amy.
Yeah, let's manifest that. We'll put that out there. We'll see what happens. It would be fun if it happened, but we're not attached to it as well. Oh, Heather, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh,
it has been such a pleasure.
Me.
I feel more joyful already, and I'm going to check out your tapping cortices
awesome.
Video.
Awesome. Amy, thank you so much for having me on the show. I love the work that you're doing in the world. Keep shining. Keep doing it. It's so amazing, and thank you for letting me play with you today on your radio show.
Oh, play. So much fun. To find out more about Heather Strang, you can go to heatherstrang.com. And you should probably post some pictures of you dancing around in the grocery store. I'm just saying, for a future video, might be nice.
Okay, I'll work on that. Thank you.
Thanks for listening today. Next week, we are dishing out the details of making green smoothies with Madeline Iyer, the author of Essential Green Smoothies. And as always, you can join me on Facebook at Amy Dufresne, and join the Keep Going movement at amydufresne.com, where you can receive your free gift, 9 Winning Ways to Keep Going, even when you don't want to or don't think you can. Until next time, keep going. The life you crave is closer than you think.
Thank you again for tuning in to Vital Lessons. Please join Amy Dufresne again next Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Until next time, keep going. The life you crave is closer than you think.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.